Welcome, Chickadee, to Shielding. This is a wonderful energy tool to help support you in navigating your life. It is a process of enveloping yourself and nurturing energy that will help you on your own journey, healing, and development. It is also paired with enveloping you in energy that helps assist you as you interact with the people around you. We are each of us on our own life journey. This sometimes means that we encounter people who are in a different place than us. This is the nature of life. To help us in embracing this truth about life, we can use shielding to improve the quality of our connections, whether it be with a friend or family member, or even an acquaintance or stranger that we pass on the street. To begin with, I'd like you to find a quiet and comfortable place to sit or lay down. I'd like you to close your eyes and direct your entire attention to this guided meditation. In time, this is a tool you can utilize on your own, anywhere you are, without needing to be in a quiet and comfortable place or even needing to close your eyes. But to begin with, to establish this technique, to connect and feel it, we're going to take a moment and direct all of our attention to this experience. At this time, I'd also like you to call in your spirit guides to assist you, to guide you, to help you in establishing these shields, as well as connecting you with that feeling so you know and can sense when you are being protected by this energy shield. To begin with, our energy shields are created through our intention, our will. It is conscious energy work. That is how powerful you are. That is how gifted you are to be able to create these shields. Secondly, an important element to understand is that these energy shields are not similar to a warrior's suit of armor. While we utilize the word shield for it most aptly represents what we're doing, it is not aggressive. It is not fear-based where we are worried about being attacked. It is not about being fearful of the world, but rather instead about us choosing how we want to be connecting with the world around us. As I had said, we are all on our own life journey. We want to be able to envelop ourselves in this state of sanctuary, safety, love, support, even when there are people out there in the world who are not ready for that experience as of yet. Therefore, our energy shields are built from the desire for self-love, to nurture and support yourself, as well as compassion for the world around you, respecting that each of us are on our own journey. With that understanding in place, we are going to take a moment to shield. Shielding is drawing energy around us with a specific frequency of vibration where it achieves a specific desire or goal. We then add multiple layers to our shield depending upon what we anticipate for our day. When we're merely around the home, a simple energy shield is just a wonderful way to help envelop us in nurturing, healing, and loving energy. Other times, we'll build a more sturdy or multiple layered shield if we're going to a difficult situation, a stressful environment, or are engaged in something that is frightening for us or difficult. These shields are tailor-made by our desires, and so we can personalize them, alter them, add to them, remove from them at any point throughout the course of the day, so that they are designed to support us, designed in a way that is relevant to where we are in our life and what it is that we are doing. Again, calling in your spirit guides to assist you at any time if you're not quite sure how to achieve a specific form of shield will help you in this process. To begin with, I always like to start with a shield of white light. This is divine light, guiding light, nurturing light, loving light. It holds within it the love of creation for me, and in this instance, for you. It also holds the knowledge of creation, which far exceeds my own, so that it can help guide me in my journey. It envelops me and helps me to establish this internal and personal sanctuary. To begin this energy shield, merely close your eyes and imagine it forming around you. This bubble, almost egg-shaped, going from the bottoms of your feet up and around along the sides of your legs, continuing upward along your chest, around your arms, all the way up to the top of your head until it is fully encasing you. It is this little bubble of white light surrounding you, protecting you. It is then at this time that we can add additional layers of energy shields outwardly. Expanding our energy shield, we can choose to add energy of protection. I love to use Archangel Michael's blue energy for protection. Or maybe we're feeling a little sick or just getting over that cold. Then we can pull in a shield of green energy, like Archangel Raphael's healing green energy, or even Reiki golden energy, energy that is healing. As you can see, we can pull in energy from different archangels for protection, for healing, support, guidance. We can pull in energy from that of emotions, an energy of love, healing, acceptance. Or from a crystal, we can pull in the energy of obsidian for a groundedness, or moonstone for intuition. Here is how we can personalize our energy shields to match what it is we are desiring, what we need, what we are seeking, and in light of where we are in a particular day or in a particular moment. To then complete our energy shield, I always surround myself with a rainbow shield. It is a shield fluctuating in the different frequencies, the full scale, the full length of that rainbow, from red all the way up into that indigo. The rainbow shield's purpose is for compassion for others and self-love for you. When we engage with the people around us, there are needs and desires that we all have. When a person is seeking drama or confrontation, they can consciously or even subconsciously attack a person, verbally stepping into their personal space. A common example is a person tailgating you as you're driving. They drive right up behind you, giving you no space, wanting you to go faster, pushing at you, this aggressive act because of where that person is on their journey in that moment. The rainbow shield allows us to have compassion for that person, to understand that each person is on their own journey, making their own choices, and therefore it is not within our power to get them to be somebody else. It is not our right to demand that they become somebody else who is more considerate, kind, or polite. Their life journey, their free will, their responsibility. That being said, we can influence our environment. We can influence that person to help create a most benevolent outcome, to help create the best possible outcome by contributing elements that are beneficial, like a rainbow shield. This rainbow shield fluctuates at those different frequencies. So when that person who is aggressive, having a bad day, or maybe it's a person who's hurt, where they are in their life journey has left them with depression or left them hurt because of an accident, they can instinctively pull energy from that final rainbow shield at the frequency that is at their level in their life journey, that is at the frequency of what they need. When we provide somebody what they need, they relax, they get comfortable, they get friendly and happy. Think of eating food. When we're hungry, we can get grumpy, but when we then eat and fill our stomach, we relax, we get happy, we get more patient. All of these things, because we've gotten what we've need, we've taken care of ourselves. By creating this rainbow shield, a person who we interact with can energetically get what they need on a vibrational level, which helps to improve their state of being, even if it's all subconscious for them. This helps them in their life. We're having compassion for their life. It also helps you. This is where the self-love comes in, because that person who was tailgating you got what they needed energetically and will relax a little bit and take their foot off the gas a little bit more and pull back a little bit so that you have that comfortable space in your car. That person who was seeking drama either will get what they need vibrationally or will subconsciously understand this is not the place to get everything that I want. They get what they need from that energy and they can walk away, or at least diminish what they were saying so it's less aggressive than it might have been. This rainbow shield honors you because it surrounds you with this opportunity to positively impact your interactions with others, while at the same time having compassion for those around you as they make their own life journey. Because we all get grumpy sometimes. We all have moments in our life journey that are not pleasant, where we are hurt or sad. To pick up a little bit of what we need to heal our heart, to bring us peace, it improves the quality of life here on earth for all of us. And it just takes a little bit of energy. A little rainbow shield surrounding us as we move forward in our day. Now, this energy shield, I will say at this time, does take energy. Right now, we invest our energy into the things that we do, say, think. Then we replenish ourselves through food, through rest, through sleep. As we begin conscious energy work, our use of energy, the distribution of it shifts. And so sometimes we can be a little bit more tired. This comes from a new expenditure, a new way of using our energy. That being said, the manner that we are using our energy is to surround ourselves with loving light and love and healing energy, protective energy, to surround ourselves with a rainbow shield that helps us navigate our life. Definitely worth it, but being aware of that energy expense helps us to have compassion for ourselves when we get tired, when we feel that we used to be able to get more done because now we're using part of our energy in a different way, in a less visual way. Rather than sweeping the floor, we have swept our energy space energetically. A little harder to see, but oh so powerful and beneficial. Having chosen which bubbles of energy to surround yourself with, having visualized this protective shield around you, I always like to take a couple deep breaths in to get accustomed to that feeling, to take a moment to express gratitude for that personal power and that ability to create shields, for that knowledge in creating shields, by taking a nice deep breath in and out. One more in and out. As I had said, shielding can be done at any time, in any place. It's a wonderful tool to use in the morning when we first get up and out of bed, pairing it with that grounding tool. And we can then place ourselves in this positive space to positively impact our day and our life. Welcome to Shielding, Chickadee.